All right. This is Monday, November 24th, and the topic, or this is questions and answers.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, it's so nice to see so many gods and goddesses in one room. And I do hope that that is starting to sink into you. You have to bring yourself to the point where you realize that you are connected to everything. Everything in the universe. That means everything. Just means everything. We are very connected. Does anyone know the little saying, when you cut a blade of grass, the whole universe shudders?
Yes, I heard that.
Yes. Where that's how connected this thing is, because it's all life, it's all energy, it's all vibration going on. And what else is it all? It's all mind. There's nothing but mind, people. Your eyes and your senses want to tell you it's something else. That's an illusion. Don't fall for it. It's all mind. Everything that's in your life because of your mind. Everything that you see outside is in your life because of your mind. So, with that said, I'm open for questions and answers. And the topic, of course, is notice. Notice everything around you and what are you thinking and all that. It's just a matter of noticing what's going on. Life does not happen to you. You are the happening. So anything that's going on in your life, you're causing that. Does anyone know that it did rain? Mm-hmm. We had 10 minutes of rain. Now we must just keep that up and get more and more rain. We're responsible for that also, people. Everyone thinks that this thing called God or the universe is responsible for things. No, you're responsible. You're responsible for this. And if you buy into the idea of drought and that never rains in Southern California, then that is what you're going to get. So we have to see all the rain coming. We have to know that it comes to nourish this earth. Okay? All right. Questions, please.
The other morning, we woke up last weekend, and I got up real early, and I got my laptop out or something, iPad, and went on YouTube, and I pulled up that song, Toto, I love the rains in Africa, beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a sort of a mindful meditation, I guess. Seeing it rain. It was wonderful. I played it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I got a little crazy about it, but it was just
wonderful. Don't feel crazy about that stuff.
Well,
we cause those things to happen.
Yeah.
And right now we're in a mindset that says it's not raining. So we have to break that mindset. That's what we call collective consciousness. You see? We live in this collective consciousness all the time. Or you could call collective consciousness, you could call it race mind, you can call it the world itself. But we're always being influenced by what the culture that we're living in is doing. Years ago, and Andy knows Candace Silver's, she said, how would your life be different if you were born on the Riviera and raised by two lesbians? Your whole life would be different. You see, we're conditioned. We're puppets of our conditioning. We have to think past that. You see, we put ourselves in this little box and we say, oh, this is who I am, and my parents were this, and my grandparents were that, and this, and that. None of that means anything, people. Don't do that to yourself. You see, that's how you get into trouble, because you say cancer runs in the family. Cancer does not run in families. It may look like that because everyone believes that and they cause that. Cancer doesn't run anywhere, people.
Last week, talking about the rain, and you were talking about your plants and what care you take of your plants. And when I left here the next day when it was daylight, I was looking, and I'm always looking at the trees anyway, but I was looking at them in a different way in terms of sort of a sadness. I was feeling, visualizing the rain coming down on them, but then I was thinking about how thirsty they all were. And the whole day, everywhere I went, I'd look at, the thing I would look at, I think, these trees are so thirsty. And my plants, I looked at my plants and thought, oh, this one really needs some love and more attention and nurturing. And I'm pretty good at that. But hearing you talking about it, I was thinking, there's more to be done.
Those plants are thirsty, and I'm going to water them. I'm going to cause rain.
So absolutely.
You can do that. I love to visualize the rain coming and washing them.
Oh.
You know, they must feel absolutely wonderful after all that dust and stuff is off their leaves.
I took the hose. I'm watering my girlfriend's house. She's gone. And I took, because I live in an apartment, I took the hose when I went over there and I just put it up and watched it coming down on all the trees.
Yes.
And I did that for about 15, I'm not supposed to be wasting water, but I'm watering her house.
Well, you didn't waste water.
But it was just, they were all wet, the leaves were wet, and it was really great.
This thing that we're wasting water and all just drives me right up a wall. Because water's here. Now, I don't turn the shower on and stay in there 3 hours or something. But I'm not about ready to take a 5-minute shower or whatever. I take a nice, long, leisurely shower, saying that the earth is plentiful. There's plenty of water here. Does anyone realize that we're drinking the same water that the dinosaurs drank? There has never been any new water on this planet. It's all the same water. It's just recycled all the time. Nothing enters this planet, people. People think, oh, from outer space we're getting all this, or we're being bombarded by stuff, chemical. No, we're not. Everything that's here has always been here. So there's always been water, and there will always be water. So how can we run out of water? It's an impossibility. They'd like to tell you that. That's another scare tactic from the world, people. Another scare tactic from the world. I'm a great one for the expression waste not, want not. I never waste anything. But I'm extravagant. I love being extravagant.
What does that mean?
What, to be extravagant?
I know what it means, but from you, what is extravagant? How do you, in your life?
I take a 15-minute shower.
Okay,
that's extravagant. I told a friend of mine that, she almost fainted. Because you're wasting water. I let her think that. I don't bother to argue with her. You're not wasting.
Yeah, I've noticed that every year we go through, quote, this drought phase. And I'm sure that I don't want to be Googled here, but you know, I don't have the consciousness that we're in drought, that water's scarce. I don't pay any attention to that. Every year it's the same thing. Every single year around this time it's the same. They tell you the same thing. We always get through it. The rain will come. The rain always comes. Everything survives. It's the same thing with the gas. You know, they tell you, it goes, I watch it, and I don't pay any attention to it. It will come down, it will rise again, it will come down. And so and I often think, well, God, I'm sure a lot of people think, well, you're really off the chart. I just don't have the consciousness that I don't walk around and see things that that are thirsty. I walk around and see things that are healthy.
Good.
You know?
Gas is another thing that the world loves to use as a way to make everyone worry and get Ben out of shape. I never talk about, I have no idea what gas costs. I buy it if I had the money. I buy it. If I don't have the money, I don't buy it. But I do not sit around and talk and complain about gas. The same way I have no idea how many miles my tires get. Now, some people, oh, you don't know that? No, I don't know it, and I don't care to know it. I mean, who wants to sit around with conversations like that? Not I. Nope. I'm thinking of other things, marvelous things, bigger things. So, how to make this world better? How to make this world better? And always, how do I make myself better? How am I learning to control my mind so that I don't suffer from the nits and fleas of life, so that I don't have these emotional ups and downs and so forth, you know? That, there's no need for that. We watch out all the time on TV, all those soap operas and so forth. Their emotions run wild. You don't have to have emotions like that. You know? But people think that's what life is. You know, give yourself a different idea of life, of peace, serenity, all that.
I'm thinking about the Muslim, I don't know if this can be answered, but the Muslim world wants to spread their religion throughout the world.
Yes.
And
so do the Baptists.
I'm sorry?
So do the Baptists.
Yeah, but not anymore. I don't see any Christian religion trying to convert people into the religion.
The Mormons.
The Mormons?
Oh, yeah. They're all
they
go
to other parts of the world.
They're all the
same. But the Muslim religion is so restrictive, and the rest of the world is so free.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, in every way, the way we dress, the way we think, the music, all of that. What is the thinking that they can control the world and get them to think, to cover up and...
Well, they have to be weak-minded people who are joining that period. There cannot be one person with a mind that's thinking. I'll tell this story. Years ago when I was in Rome, I was touring something, I don't know what it was, a garden or something. There was this woman in complete black from head to toe. Plus she had this thing on her head, a black thing. And she had a slit this big to look out of. And it was 110 degrees that day to stay in there. And all I could say to myself, now do you think God says you have to wear this and look through these slits? No God in the world is going to do that. How do they get those people to do that stuff? They have to be not all together. No. Well, it has to be brainwashing of some sort.
But their intent is to spread it.
Well, not only their intent, but the Muslims will eventually be the biggest religion on this planet. They're almost there now.
That's true.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Great.
Yeah.
So they're doing what they say they're going to do.
Yes.
Or what they intend to do.
Yes.
They're growing.
Yeah, they're growing. So that's one of the. So pay attention to that kind of stuff and don't fall for that. Weak-minded people fall for that. Look at all the weak-minded people who fall for Christianity. You know, Christianity is a myth. It's a complete hoax. It's completely made up. It's completely made up. Yet we have all these millions and billions of people who absolutely believe it. And we're coming into the Advent season where it's going to get worse, you see. And we're going to celebrate Jesus' birthday on December the 25th. Jesus was born in the spring, I believe.
Yeah.
Never. He wasn't born at Christmas time.
I remember reading that Jesus was not actually acknowledged to have made all, done all these miracles until some council got together, like 300.
Nicene.
That's right. Like 300 years after he died, they decided, was it 500? Okay. Well, I know it was several hundred years after he died that they decided, let's make him a
miracles do happen. But that's done with the mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what Jesus was using.
Yes. You know. This teaching in religious science believes in everything that Jesus said, but very little that's been said about him. Very little that's been said about him. Because you can't prove that. No one was running around, you know, with a tape recorder and an iPhone or something taking pictures of all this stuff, you know. Sermon on the Mount and all this stuff. Now, I told you last week I love to go to cathedrals and so forth, you know, and I was treated to a wonderful trip to Israel. I was in the tomb where Jesus was supposedly buried, and at the manger, which they built a church over, where he was supposed to be born. Now, when I go to other cathedrals and so forth, I absolutely feel something. I felt nothing the whole time I was in Israel. Nothing. I was at the Wailing Wall. I was in all the historic places. I was on the Sea of Galilee. All that. I felt nothing.
Why do you think that was?
Because there was nothing there to feel. Or I would have felt it. You know. I went to Masad even, you know. That's. Does anyone know Masad, the city on the mountain?
Planet, somebody's castle up there?
Yeah. Building. It was supposed to, I forget how much water and stuff. They could last out a siege of 5 years. That's how. Now that, I didn't feel anything, but I thought it was beautiful. But I would have fought. And I was with, this is the funniest thing, when I was in the tomb where Jesus was supposed to be buried. I was traveling with two Zulus, a man and wife. They were from somewhere in Africa, and they were both ministers, of course. Well, she went in there, she put her hands on that wall, and she screamed and wailed and carried on, and I stood there trying. Not, and I wasn't trying to be skeptical. I thought, I felt nothing. I'm sorry. No.
There's a Wailing Wall.
Yes.
You're talking about, you were talking about being in cathedrals last week.
And yes.
The feeling of all the people that have been there and prayed.
Yes.
For years, and I feel the same when I go in those.
Well, but so you think, well, in the tomb, I'd have felt something just from the people.
Well,
I felt nothing.
But I was talking about the wall where all these people that pray.
Oh, yes.
Said,
well,
why didn't you? My question is, what's the difference between that and being in these?
I felt nothing at the wall, but I did put a prayer in the wall. Just in case. You know, to be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm.
But women aren't allowed to go to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Only men can go to the wall.
And it's contaminated.
So I don't know what all that's about either. But I loved Israel, don't get me wrong. I would never go back.
Why?
It's all the same. You know, they build every building out of sandstone. That's the only stone they have. Everything looks alike. I mean, and it's a desert. Dirty and dusty. But they say all that wonderful stuff in Israel. I didn't see much in Israel. So that was my experience. Other people probably would experience. Maybe it's because I wasn't Jewish.
Maybe.
You don't know. It could have been Jewish. Any more questions here, people? You've got
When you notice your old way of thinking creeps back into your head,
yes.
And maybe let's say you allow that to take over, and you know, but you're cognizant of that it's happening to you. How does that affect that? I asked you this before. Can reiterate for the class. How does it affect, or does it affect, your progression when it comes to the universe and moving forward?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It affects it. You should stop it as soon as you see the old thoughts coming in. You know where they're going to take you.
Yeah.
It's always taking you to the same place. So why do you want to go down that road?
Right.
So you have to say, no, I'm not doing it. Stop it right here and right now. This is the thought I want to think. I'm not playing this game with you any longer. Well, you have to be firm with your mind, people. You have to be firm with it. You may think you're going out of your mind sometimes, but you have to sit it down and say, no more. I'm not putting up with this.
And let's say that you give into it because it's a familiar way of thinking.
You always give into it because the mind, like,
yeah,
always takes the road of least resistance. Your mind will always take that road.
So then you pull yourself out of it.
Yes.
But you just pick up from where once,
yes,
you look yourself.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Don't you yell at me. It's on tape.
Yes, you just pick up. That's what else can you do?
Well, you know, I think one tends to think sometimes it throws you back where you're taking 10.
Oh.
You feel like you're taking 10 steps back.
Nah.
That's what I'm not saying.
No.
But yeah, that's the way I say it.
I visualize it as that part of my negative mind as I visualize a jail cell. And this part of me is in the jail cell, and I've locked it in here. It's this sort of amorphous, ugly, creep form. And I said, you're going back to jail. Get out of here. You're gonna get out of my head. And then somehow I managed to escape again.
Yes.
But I picture this. Like,
yeah. But the more you do it, the less it will escape. It's just training. It's all training. We just have to get him. And yes, sometimes I even get tired of it. Oh, not again. I keep up. You can't, once you start this teaching, you can't go back. You just can't go back. Because the old way makes no sense whatsoever, but the old way wants to pop its head up again. Don't let it do that.
And it truly is amazing, what you taught us about worthy, deserving, totally loved, all that matter. And I've noticed that no matter when it comes around, when stuff like this happens, it usually always comes around that you don't feel that you're worthy of whatever.
Yes.
That's, I think that's the strongest thing.
Anything that's happening, you can pinpoint with those four items.
Mm-hmm. Yep, always. Always. I've never seen it waver from any other. Nothing else but one of those four.
Yes.
You pick it, it's one of those four that's occurring in your life. Yeah? And God, you were choked out like 12 years ago or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sue didn't know the four things?
No.
Well, she'll have to sit in the hall. Pardon?
We could ask them if they might lock her up in the cell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Along with that negative mind.
Dark. Put them both away.
No. So you got it from Christine?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I just want to say that I listened to her advice a few weeks ago. You said that you went to Beverly Hills with your brother and you were trying the expensive watches. So last week I went with my friend to Beverly Hills at Barney's. She wanted to buy a perfume. So I said, let's go to the third floor. I want to try this. I love shoes. So we went to the third floor and I tried this Christian Louboutin shoes, which are like $2,000, $3,000 a pair. And I said,
then
I want to try this pair. And it felt so good. So
yes. You have to be able to try it on. You have to be able to do that. You see? and not be afraid that you can only try on something at Walmart. Good. Yeah. Well, you're training yourself, see, to do all that.
I do have a question. So, first of all, is that I came to the States 12 years ago, and before I came to the States, I had to apply for my visa to come over. And I had to wait for about 6 months in order for me to get approved for my visa. So it was just like that period of time that I had to wait for the answer, am I going to get a visa or if I'm not going to get a visa? And I was like, oh my God, my wish to come to America was beyond imagination. So not knowing the answer was so like overwhelming for me. So at one point I said to my mind, to myself, that I'm gonna go to America no matter what. So I was watching through the windows, you know, in my country, as the same as you see here, the flags of the United States, you would see the flags of Romania. So my mind was so powerful that I said, instead of watching the flags of Romania, I was like in picturing the flags of the United States. Already I saw myself in the United States walking on the Romanian streets, you know. Like a few weeks later, I got my visa and I came here.
Yes.
So sometimes I want something so bad, and it happened for me most of the time to get that, what I wish.
Yes.
But not all the time I can do that. And my question is that, how can I get to that point? It's like I don't remember
Practice it. And you'll remember. And what you just did, next month, in December, the topic is going to be, can you bring yourself to see? Can you bring yourself to see? S-E-E-C. You brought yourself to see American flags where there were Romanian flags, you see? You walked on those Romanian streets, but you pretended that you were in America. And now you're in America, so you were able to do that. You know how to manifest. You know how to do that. It's done with your mind. It's done with that idea of making your mind see what you want to see. Instead of saying, oh, here I am in Romania and America's clear over there and I'll never get there. You see? You did it well. So just keep doing that, along with the shoes. If you want a $3,000 pair of shoes, keep going back to Barney's and trying them on and so forth. And you'll get them probably on sale. But that's a way to make life interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, those are good stories. Mm-hmm. Can you do that with other people?
Yes.
Like that.
You can do it with anything. You are the creator. You're sitting here creating.
Excuse me, what did you mean with other people?
You know, imagining other people getting what they want, or imagining other people healing.
For other people, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Me imagining somebody
prayer.
Else. Like,
all it is prayer. Yes.
Yeah,
it's a form of prayer.
Yeah.
Yes, so you see them. Why do you think young men who are rebellious and all this, that, and the other thing, but their mother sees them as a doctor, and the mother always holds that in her mind, my son is going to be a doctor. He becomes a doctor. You've done it for somebody else, you see.
But don't you also have to have the mental equivalent of what you're trying to manifest also? Then you have to have the mental equivalent for that?
Well, they gain that with that. They
that's what
that,
that. Right? Mm-hmm. In your mind is the mental equivalent of something else. Right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think you can try to envision, but I'm trying to guess that you can envision $10 million, but yet if you don't have the mental equivalent of $10 million, you may only have the mental equivalent.
What is the mental equivalent of $10 million? Well, you have to have
it. Yeah.
It's money. If you can manifest a dollar, you can manifest $10 million. This thing called God doesn't know the difference between $10 million and a dollar. So you concentrate on money. You concentrate on that and you change the thinking that's going on in your head, you know. And what's going to help you do that?
Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter.
You're saying, and that's going to help change your mind. Because most of us do not know that. We do not know we matter. We do not know that we're lovable.
No,
most people have no idea that they're lovable. In fact, most people think they're not lovable. So we're taught not to know that. You know. So, say it to yourself. You know, you can do that. Never wait for somebody else to tell you how wonderful you are. Tell yourself that. And you'll be wonderful.
You said not to manifest money. You said manifest prosperity. And yet, would you tell me again, if I'm understanding it, sort of the opposite.
No.
If you were visualizing
Well, he is visualizing $10 million, and along with that comes the prosperity and abundance. And he's building a prosperity consciousness. You see what happens with you and August ought to get together. Because you get bogged down. He gets bogged down. Well, where's the manual Puebla? Oh, we'd rather have the manual Puebla. What did you do before?
You made me read it.
But before that, people were still manifesting with or without a manual equivalent. This was just one thing.
No.
One tool. One tool, yeah.
Before that, he couldn't read.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
The main thing to say to yourself, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. And if I don't know how to do it, I certainly know that the universe knows how to do it. So, come on, universe. Get in gear and get it done.
Since I don't know how to do it.
Yes, you do. You had tons of money.
Okay, yes. I didn't manifest that money. I didn't.
Doesn't matter. You had to manifest it, that you have it. I don't care if your parents gave it to you, your husband gave it to you, whatever. However you got it, you got it because you manifested it. But you think, oh, no, it has to be through God and it has to be mysterious. No, if somebody dies and leaves me money, I say, well, thank you very much, and I take it. Did I manifest it? You're damn right I did.
When I think about manifesting, I think of it more as a conscious thing. I mean, like I manifested coming here. I thought I created
the idea that
I needed something in my life, and Christine, and this all happened, and that I was conscious. But to manifest money that I inherited and all this money that I grew up with, it just I'm having trouble understanding the manifesting part of it.
All right, because you don't know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and you matter. But so let's go back to square one here. Let's realize that when you are floating around in the cosmos and you decided to incarnate on this planet, you picked your parents and you picked wealthy parents. You manifested your parents. See, we only come through our parents. They're not ours. Don't you remember when Jesus said when they came to get him out of the temple and they said, your mother and father are outside? And he said, who calls themselves my mother and father? Who calls themselves my mother and father? That's an earthly thing. Give that up. You chose those parents and you got all the money. Now, that means that you have a money consciousness. So at the present moment, you're not feeling that you have money. But you haven't lost the consciousness. So now you must remind yourself of that. I'm worthy, deserving, totally level. I matter and I can manifest more and more money. You already have it. You see, once the mind is stretched, once you have money, you're always going to have money. You're always going to have money. Because you have the consciousness of money. You know what money can do. You know what you did with all that money. Threw it away.
And then when you lose it, you have the consciousness that you are worthy of having it back. Is that correct?
Well, you try to convince yourself of that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the consciousness to get it back.
Yeah. You'll get it.
I'm worthy.
Pardon?
I'm worthy.
Good, yes, absolutely work on it. It'll come to you. Mr. Scott has questions and answers. What pressing question do you have?
Oh, there's so many.
Well, I'll answer them all.
Nothing's coming to mind. Right?
Nothing. Oh. Andrew, do you have one?
Is there any way to speed up the process of manifesting?
Yes. Absolutely. You just have to know that you can do it, and you have to do it all the time. That's the whole idea of pray without ceasing. And you cease, and then you start over. Never cease praying for money. Never cease praying for abundance. What do I mean by praying and not ceasing? Think about it all the time. Put yourself around all that stuff. You see? That's how you do it. And that'll speed it up. See, why doesn't some of this stuff work? Because most people never think about it until the next Sunday. You have to be in it all the time, you see. Jerry, no question?
Well, it's just kind of all the same stuff. I mean, that everybody else has been talking about. I think I just, seems like I have good days and bad days. And sometimes I just get out of bed in the morning, or even before I get out of bed, you know, pray in the morning, look outside, I enjoy the beautiful day. I just kind of get out of bed with the right mindset.
Yes. But you start your day with the right mindset. When the wrong mindset's there, don't get out of bed.
Yeah.
Till you have the right mindset. And then say to yourself, in every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. I have many more good days than I have bad days. The bad days are dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. Do you say that? Think of the bad days dwindling. Oh, they're dwindling. You have many more good days now than you had bad days, don't you?
Sure.
All right, then you say that to yourself. I have wonderful good days, and the bad days that I do experience are dwindling to nothing.
I don't even think I have bad days. Oh. I just have these days where when I'm mindful of,
yes,
God.
You have to be mindful.
When I'm mindful of God, it just happens.
Yes, of course it does.
It's almost like I can't do anything to screw it up.
Why?
If I stay mindful. But, and I had a pretty good run there for a week or two, you know. Almost every day I was pretty mindful. And then, maybe 4 or 5 days ago.
You forgot.
I forgot. And so I'm now woken with just matters of the world, you know. And I just get, and it's just, I just don't feel the connection, you know, because I've fallen, so to speak.
Oh, you haven't fallen. You've just blanked out for a moment. Now get yourself right back up and start going again. And realize and say to yourself, I'm connected to this thing called God. I'm connected to this thing called universe. It's working in as and through me. It's working right here and right now. It's giving me wonderful, wonderful, new, bigger and better ideas. Bigger and better ideas about myself, about the world, about Christine. Bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You see, we're talking about something that's infinite. And we keep wanting to make it finite. It goes on forever. It boggles the human mind. It absolutely boggles the human mind. So, say, okay, my human mind is boggled, but I know the mind of God is not boggled. The mind of God is not boggled. When I was helping those people with AIDS and so forth, some of them were on so many drugs or something. You know, they were. And the one, Michael, his name was, his lover was Diego. Diego died finally. Michael's still alive, but Michael said to me, oh, Dallas, is this going to work? He's so drugged. I said, there's no drugs in the mind of God. The mind of God is always clear. I'm not talking to a drunkie. I'm talking to God. It doesn't matter. We think, oh, well, that's not getting through to him. Oh, it's getting through because I'm using the mind of God. Make a sense, people? Just keep doing it. Have fun with this whole teaching. Have fun with yourself and with life out there. Notice what you're doing. You notice that some days you may have a bad day every once in a while. You had 3 good weeks or something, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of sailing along, but you forgot something. You said, oh, I'm so high. No, you have to keep praying all the time. But that doesn't mean down on your hands and knees and pounding your chest and all that. Praying without ceasing means keeping your mind on God. Remember what I learned from the Baptist Church? Perfect peace to he whose mind is stayed on me. Perfect peace to he whose mind is stayed on thee. If you keep thinking about God, you're going to have peace of mind. You're going to have what you want in life. When we don't get right away, we think, oh, well, I don't deserve it, or this, this. No. We must keep going. The whole idea in life is to keep on trucking, people. Keep on going till you get what you want. That's all. And people that aren't even in this teaching, who we consider successful and so forth, they know that, to keep on trucking. They don't get themselves down. Could you be the president of the United States? I could never be the president of the United States. My God. Look at the stuff they say about him. Look at the stuff they say about poor Michelle now. Now they think Michelle Obama's a man.
I almost said that. What? That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, yeah, it was in some thing, you know, maybe going out of the supermarket or something. I thought, how can these people put up with all that? You know? It's horrible. Horrible.
They can't listen to it.
Well, they can't, but it must filter in somehow. I mean, God, you'd have to be completely isolated. And anyway, keep your mind stayed on God. Talk about God. Don't talk about all that other stuff that's going on out there. I never talk about politics. I don't care less about politics. But I do pray for the politicians. I pray that they'll open their minds and let God in, that they'll open their hearts and let God in, that they will be guided by this thing called intelligence and wisdom to take us to the right place. Other than that, I don't like them. But you have to pray for them, you know. Most politicians are horrible. You know, that's part of they think that's part of them. Thing about being a politician that they can speak out of both sides of their mouth and all that too. And that people say, and what do people say? Oh, that's politics. Everyone lets them get away with it, with that little saying, oh, well, that's politics. That's the way politicians carry on. Nothing back there from you, Andy? You always have a question.
I did it earlier, but I forgot it already.
Cool. You got it answered?
No, I was like,
now that's not a nice affirmation to say it to yourself. You must say, I remember everything.
Yeah, but if you don't.
Pardon?
What if you're remembering that you're not remembering all that stuff?
Well, maybe it's not necessary, you know.
I mean, the stuff that I'm forgetting is so...
Oh, yeah. I used to know a great deal more than I do now. It doesn't bother me in the least because it was all unnecessary, all that stuff anyway. Most of it was memorized from school and so forth. It was all memorized stuff. It had nothing to do with intelligence whatsoever. I'm good at memorizing, by the way. I can do it in a flash. Yeah, I do. I memorize very quickly. But it's not necessary to do that either, you know.
But it's a gift.
It is a gift. And I realize that, and I always treat it as a gift, by the way. I'm delighted that I can do that. I'm delighted that I remember. I remember a great deal of stuff. But I also have forgotten a great deal of stuff. No problem with not remembering, you know. Oh, it's 8 o'clock, people. One more class to be on.
Why are you group tonight?
Quiet group. Don't you want to know the secret of life or anything like that?
Yeah, you can tell us.
Yeah, we all have that question. How about that?
What? The secret of... Well, what do you think the secret of life is? The secret of life is to love yourself. Nothing can touch you when you love yourself. The rest of the world is trying to get the people to love them. I don't care if people love me or not. What I care about is if I love myself. And when I love myself, I know other people love me. So that's the secret of life. Give up that struggle. Give up all that stuff and just let life happen to you. Let life happen to you. It's not scary. It's a wonderful thing, by the way, to let life happen to you. It's absolutely a whole new experience for you to let life happen to you. You know, instead of pushing and shoving and all that, the people think the world is, we have to push and shove our way through the world. You don't push and shove your way through the world. You relax into it and let the world and let this universe come to you. And it will. In fact, they say it will unfold at your feet. Wouldn't that be nice to see everything unfold at your feet? Well, think of those things. And pray without ceasing. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And therein is the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.